Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Ozzy.
Hey guys, so today I'm going to share with you three tips that would help you with networking. All right, just three things. Now, when I first graduated, I got my PhD. I was looking for a job and a lot of people were telling me, go to this mixer or go to that mixer, network with people, meet this person, meet that person. I have to tell you, that didn't work for me because I'm kind of introverted, I think. So I think I'm kind of like an introvert sometimes. Sometimes I'm an extrovert. I don't know. So it doesn't always work to just throw yourself out there in a crowd of people and try to meet as many people as possible. That doesn't always work for everyone, all right? So I'm going to tell you three things that actually did work for me. And hopefully when you try it, hopefully it works for you, all right? So the very first thing I'm going to say is start with the people that you already know. So for instance, if you're a student right now and you're about to graduate, talk to your professors. They already know, let me tell you, your professors, you know, the ones with the gray hair, they already know a ton of people. They know everybody everywhere. Start with them, ask them, tell them what you're interested in, and hopefully they're able to make that connection for you. If you're out of school and you're thinking, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm out of school. I don't have any professors to ask for connections. The very next place I would say go to is LinkedIn. So hopefully you already have a LinkedIn profile. Find the person that you wanna connect with, right? And LinkedIn is kind of good with this, where they'll tell you someone in your network who already knows that person. So when you find someone in your network that knows that person, ask the person that you know to make that introduction. So what that does is, because the person in your connection already knows that person you're trying to connect with, they trust that middleman already. And so they're going to extend that trust to you and they're going to give you a chance. And I've found that a lot of times when people make that connection, I get a lot more favorable results when I meet people that way. All right, so start with the people that you know. I'm going to tell you a story real quick, right? So I went for this talk, and after the talk, I wanted to talk to the speaker because he gave such a phenomenal seminar and I really wanted to speak with him. And so I walked up to him when everything was done and I introduced myself, and I was about to ask my question, but I kind of noticed that right after I introduced myself, he kind of like said hello and then kind of tilted away. He didn't seem like he wanted to have a conversation. So I was like, okay. So I kind of walked away, right? I went back to my seat. And then moments later, this professor that I already know comes to me. He's like, Ozzy, have you met the speaker? Have you introduced yourself? You know, have you spoken to him? And I was like, no. And he's like, okay, come on, I'm going to introduce you. So he takes me back to this guy who I'd already met like 2 seconds ago, who didn't really seem like he wanted to talk to me then, right? So he takes me back to the speaker and he's like, hey, I want you to meet my friend Ozzy. She's a brilliant scientist. She's this, she's that. She's studying this. I think two of you are going to make an excellent collaboration. I think the two of you should speak. And I saw that the speaker looked like he kind of had this look on his face like he hadn't seen me before ever, right? But we started this conversation. It was like night and day. It was like we'd never spoken before. That little introduction I tried to do was just like non-existent. Like all of a sudden he was telling me stuff. He was, you know, giving me advice. He was saying, oh, if you ever need help, or if you're ever in the area and you feel like you want to see what my lab is doing, he's like, reach out to me, you know. And I was just, at the end of the day, I was thinking, like, what made the difference? It was the person who introduced me. Yes. So sometimes you have someone who already has an established relationship with the person that you're trying to meet, and you already know that person. So take your phone right now. Yes. Scroll through your contact list and find the people who are going to connect you to your next job. All right. Yes. Number two, I'll say is go for relationships over requests. I know that when you meet people, you're very tempted to send them your CV and say, please help me find a job. I'm desperate. I can't find a job. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, we all know. That's what we all want to do. Most of us, right? But I don't advise you to do that. The reason why I do not advise you to do that is because that turns people off. No one likes to be used. No one. I've gone to several career talks, several seminars on how to meet people, how to build your professional network, things like that. And one of the things that I picked out really quickly was that when you're trying to get to know someone or you're trying to make that connection, go for relationships. Try to know them a little bit more. Find out what they're passionate about, what makes them super excited, things like that, right? So one thing that I do right now is that when I meet someone, if we work in the same area, like in the same city, I would often say to them, like, can we meet for coffee or tea or something, and I offer to pay, of course. And so when we meet for coffee, I generally introduce myself, you know, I tell them a little bit more about me, about the things that I'm doing, but I keep that to a minimum. Like, I don't bore them with my research. And so I give them a chance to also tell me about themselves. So I make it a conversation. So I tell them a little bit about me, I hear a little bit about them, I find something that is kind of like we have in common, and it's super easy. Like, just listen to what they're saying. People kind of stress about the things that they're passionate about, right? And so once you find that one thing, that's your way in. Like, try to find a connection between what you want and what they're passionate about, right? I've also had people who have invited me out for coffee. I once had someone invite me out for coffee to talk about an internship that she wanted, and she wouldn't let me get a word in. Like, as soon as we sat down, she started telling me her entire resume. She started telling me all the places she had worked and all the awesome things that she had done, but I didn't get a chance to even say two things. Like, the very next thing she said was, when can I send you my CV? And honestly, I kind of felt a little bit used. So you don't want people to feel used. Make sure that you're building a relationship, then you can make a request. And when you do make that request, do it in a nice way. Let it not be like, okay, when can I send you my CV? No, I think you should go for like, I love your work. Let's say you're trying to be an intern for a photographer, right? You could say stuff like, oh, I've seen the awesome pictures that you've taken. I've read up on your techniques. I'm really impressed by this and that. I'm really interested in learning a little bit about the things that you do. Would it be possible for you to show me some of your techniques and things like that? Like, and so when you ask for the favor, when you make that request, do it nicely. All right. Don't let it come across as, hey, I'm only trying to meet you. The only reason why I'm here talking to you is because I want to use you and I really want to get that job. No, I think you should ask in a super nice way for the things that you want. And remember to thank them. When they eventually make that connection or eventually suggest things to you that might help you, remember to say thank you, because a lot of people forget that. A lot of people, as soon as they get what they want, it's almost like they never met you. Like, they could actually see you walking on the street and just walk the other way because they've gotten what they want from you. It leaves you feeling a little bit used. And so you don't want that. Right? And so the third thing I'm going to say is, don't just network up, network horizontally as well. And what do I mean by that? Okay, so the people that you know right now, today, these are the people who are going to be future CEOs and future billionaires and future influencers. You already know the next big generation. You already know the next who is who in the next generation. They're your friends right now. You know, the last thing you want is to sit at home one day in the future and tell your kids, you know, I went to school with the president. The president was my classmate. And your kids are looking at you like, lies. Like, that cannot be true. You know? And they're like, okay, do you have the president's number? And you're just like, yeah. No, you don't want that. And so the people who you're friends with right now, think about, go to your LinkedIn profile, right? Think about the people who are already on your network right now. Are you communicating with these people? Are you keeping up that connection? Or are you only going to them when you need stuff? And you can tell when you're going to someone who you haven't spoken to for years and you're only going to ask them for a request. I've done it in the past as well. I have felt super bad about it because this is someone that I haven't spoken to in like years. And I only was reaching out to her because I had a question, a job related question. And I felt so guilty. And you don't want to feel that way. You don't want to come across as only going to people when you want something from them. So the friends that you have right now, the network that you have right now, build and invest in that network. And so how can you do that? LinkedIn already has an amazing way of reminding you when the friends in your network are attaining their goals. LinkedIn is good at telling you, celebrating achievements. And when you see these things, send them a note. Say, hey, I see what you're doing. I'm super proud of you. Congratulations. You know, things like that. Don't just go into people's DMs and just say, where can I send you my CV? For God's sake, that's not going to do anything, all right? So I hope that these three tips actually help you. Start with the people that you know. If you're in school right now and you're going to graduate very soon, you know your professors can be super helpful. Reach out to them and tell them what you want. Like, tell them what your dreams are, what your goals are, and hopefully they're able to help you make the connection. If you already graduated, you can use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a powerful, powerful tool. You can go on there and find people who already have the connections that you have. people that you know right now, because they can vouch for you. They can say, hey, I know Ozzy, she's awesome. Like, I think you should, you know, give her a chance. And when you actually meet these people, go for relationships over requests. Like, don't just be like, I need a job so badly. Like, where can I send my CV? What can I do? No, try to build relationships. And then the third thing I'm going to say is remember to network with the people who you feel like don't have it right now. All right, your friends, your college mates, your post-grad schoolmates, people you went to school with, people you went to seminars with, people you met at professional events. Remember to build those connections, because these are the people that are going to be the next generation of influencers. And so you really want to nurture the network that you have right now. All right? So that's all I have to share with you guys. I hope that really helped you. Have a great day. Let's go.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozzy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.